Baruchu Tovim as a razor derech aminus. Somebody says, Baruchu Tovim like Hashem, only the good people should bless Hashem, mash v'nat to Rishoyim, that's no good. That's called derech aminus. Somebody says, Akan Tzipor Yagir Rachmecha. Somebody says that on the mitzvah of Kan Tzipor, from Mishluach Akan, Akan Tzipor Yagir Rachmecha, if somebody says on this mitzvah, of the mitzvah Shluach HaKam, you're supposed to send away the mother before you take the kids, is Yagir Rachmech, as if the Sohar Hashem is having Rachmonis. He's showing us his midas of Rachamim, of mercy, as Rashi says, Kaloshin Azir Rachmecha, Magiyan Akan Tzipor, Kach Chus Rachim Leinum. That the same way you Hashem have Rachmonis upon these birds, you should have Rachmonis on us also. That's not a good thing to say. The Artoid Yiskor Shemecha, somebody says on the good things, I'll mention your name. Also, just to say, only if something good happens, I'll bench Hashem. If something bad happens, you're not going to give a bracha to Hashem. That's no good. Is Meshat. Or else, Meidim. If somebody says two times the word Meidim, the bracha is Meshat Kinoisoi. We tell him to be quiet. Meshat Kinoisoi, we tell him to be quiet. Now, it's not a nice thing to say, and we tell him to be quiet. HaMechane Barois. If somebody's reading the Pasha Barois in the Torah, and he says different names, he says the Torah doesn't really mean it. It's like a nickname. It means something else. It's Meshaskinoisu. Tell him to be quiet, but he can't change from the Torah. The Rashi says, Mechana Baroyis, the Gemara Torah, Shederish Pashos Aroyis, the Kinoi, he dashes the Pashos Aroyis with different names. The Yeoman, he says, Lo Yerva, Mamish Dibra Kosu, the Torah doesn't really mean to say an Erva. El Akino Akosu, the Lishoinoi, the Koroisa Erva, means Hamagala Kloin of it. So something not nice about your father, not nice about your mother. That's what the pasuk means. He changes around what the pshat the pasuk is. Doesn't really mean to live with your father's wife. It means something else. Is Meshas Kanois to tell him to be quiet because that's wrong pshat. Homer, somebody says, Omizarecho loisite lahavir lamelech. Somebody starts with this pasuk. The Torah says, but we know it means you're not supposed to give over your son to the avodah zarah of melech. If somebody says, no, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk rather means, Loisitein liyavora b'yama yusa. Don't like live with the shiksa. That's what the pasuk means. There's Meshaskin loisa b'nezifa. We tell them to be quiet. B'nezifa is strong. We tell them to be quiet. Because the same wrong shot. Rashi says, Sho'ikir ha'kosim imashmo. They're taken out of Pshan the pasuk. Shu avredes chayk lamorim. Lahavid b'neim leish. Because the pasuk means, don't give over your son to the goyim to do their chayt of avodah zarah, and take him walk him through the fire. The noy saying chorus levo al akusis. Instead, he dashes this pasuk is talking about living with a shiksa with a goyim, and the pasuk says you chayiv chorus, and we know there's no chayiv chorus if you live with a shiksa. Or mechayiv chatas al ashogeg, if you do the avodah b'shogeg, the pasuk says you chayiv chatas. Or mitzvah bezna al amezer basro, and that's not right. Therefore, if you dash into this pasuk of Mizarech Rosita Lahavin Lamelech, which means not to give your son to avoid the Zoram, if you dash into this way means not to live with the Shiksam, is Meshach Kanois who tell him to be quiet in the Zifak, we yell at him because he's saying wrong Shana Torah, it's wrong halachas. We want to say like this. Bishleima Moedim Moedim, it's good we understand why you're not supposed to say the word Moedim Moedim twice. The Mechsekesh Derishuyas. It looks like you're like thanking two different gods, two different Hashems. That's no good. Mashma, you have two Hashems. The Alatoiv Yisko Shemecha, somebody says, I mention your name Hashem on something good. Is Nam, it's also no good. We don't let you do that. The Mashma, because it's Mashma, Alatoiv in the Araloi, you only mention Hashem's name when something good happens. When something bad happens, you don't mention Hashem's name. Utanan, we learned the Gemara and Brochis, that says like this, that chayiv adam levorach al aro kishen shemavorach al atoiva. Person has a chiyuv to make a bracha and something good happens to him, the same way you have to make a bracha, something good happens to you. In other words, you have to realize everything's from Hashem, and the pshat is really anything that is happening to us is really for our good. Hashem only does what's good for us. But sometimes we have to have bad things to wake us up to be master b'tshuva. Or sometimes we think it's good, but really it's good. The Rashi says, al aro, Baruch Dayan Emes. Somebody's nifter, something good happens to you, you make the bracha, Baruch Dayan Emes. You have to say, Baruch HaTov Yemetiv. Something good happens to you or to somebody else, you say, the Baruch HaTov Yemetiv. So these things, we understand what's wrong about saying these things. said Gemara Ella Kan Tipu Yagir Rachamecho My Timer. What's wrong if somebody says this Indian that Hashem, you should have Rachmanis on us, the same way you had Rachmanis on the Sipur? Like, what's wrong with saying it? So the Gemara says, Pligi Bo Trei Amaroi. It's Machloikas Amaroi, and what's wrong with this? Trei Amaroi is Marov. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Machloikas Trei Amaroi in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin, for Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. Chad Amaroi one says, Mefnei Shematol Kina B'maisa Breshis. You're like making jealousy in Maisa Breshis. As if to say Hashem has Rachmonis on the birds and not on other animals. So it's not a nice thing to say. Shrashi Mato Kino, Loima Alo Oifois Chas, Hashem has Rachmonis on the Oifos, on the birds. Fialabheimus Vachaya Sein Chas, Hashem doesn't have Rachmonis on other animals. That's not right. Therefore, somebody says this Indian of Rachmonis Hashem has on the birds, this mitzvah's no good. The Chadam, another one says like this, Mithnei Sheoise Midoiso Shalakorosh Baruch Rachmin. You're like making the midas, means the mitzvahs of Hashem. You're saying the reason why we should do it is as rachamim. And the klal is the einam elo gzeiros. That the we do mitzvahs is tam gzeiro, because Hashem told us to do it. Not because Hashem wants us to have rachmonis. So drashi v'einam elo gzeiros melech lahatel oleinu oiloi. That Hashem gave us mitzvahs, we should accept upon ourselves the oil, the yolk. Loi hardiyah, to teach us she'anachnu avodav. That we're an ever to Hashem, v'shomer mitzvos, so we watch Hashem mitzvos. That's the whole reason why we have. That's the reason why we have our mitzvos. So mitzvos are not the pshat, the stam rachamim that Hashem has rachmonos on us, but rather that is the tzaras gzeira that Hashem has the gzeira. Like we have to sound about. Must talk about this gemara here. That all mitzvos we do, we have to know it's a gzeira, a real gzeira. Like stam, we do it because Hashem told us to do it. Even though there's Ava, we love, it's good to do it, that's not why we do it though. We do it because Tan, like Rashi says, it's an oil. We have a yoke upon ourselves to show that we're in effort to Hashem and we watch His mitzvahs. So it's not nice to say like we do these mitzvahs to show the rachamim of Hashem. Tomorrow, who did Nochis Kaime the Rabbah? Somebody went down in front of Rabbah. Omar, he said like this, actually it was a Shliach Tzibur, or somebody said in front of Rabbah like this, Ato Chasis Al Kan Tzibur, like he was davening like to Hashem, it's so like this. You have Rachmonis al Kan Tzipor. Is Ato Chus Rachem Leinu, was you Hashem, that you show mercy upon these birds, you should also have Rachmonis upon us also. Baitin, some have the Girsa, the same thing also. The Ato Chasato Aloysav Yesbunoi. Just like there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you're not allowed to shech the mother and its kid the same day. You have an animal with the mother and the son, or the daughter, you can't shech the same day. So people say also, that's like Rachmonis, Hashem has Rachmim, not to kill them on the same day. As the person said, Ata chus v'rachim leinu, you should also show your mercy upon us. So that's what the person said in front of Rabbah. So Gemara says, Omar Rabbah, Rabbah said like this, Kama yadi haime rabbonin l'ritzu yamori. How nice this Rabbonin is, Choshev Yid, he speaks very nice, as if to say, ah, he's giving, he's making Hashem feel happy. Like it's something nice to say. That's what Rabbi said. So the Chur, it's not right. Our Mishnah says you're not supposed to talk that way. So Omalai Abaya, Abaya says back to Rabbi, like how could you, Rabbi, say, this person said a nice thing, it's taka, not a nice thing to say. The Mishnah says, Faket, Mashaskinoi say. We tell the guy to be quiet, he's saying something wrong. Like we are, Hashem does not give us this mitzvah of Shluach HaKan to show us rachamim. That's not why we do the mitzvah. We do the mitzvah as a gzeira. Hashem told us to do it. So how come Rabbi said to this Rabbonin, L'ritzu Yemora, you're saying a nice thing to Hashem? So Gemara answers, V'Rabba L'chedude L'Abba Yehudiboy. Yehudiboy. That Rabbi that did this was only to test out Abba to see if we're sharp or not. As Abaya Abada knew the guy wasn't doing the right thing, that this should be Meshaskin Oisai. Now Abaya, Rabbi just answered back this way, I'd like to test him out, to see if he's doing the right thing or not. To see if Abaya would chop him or not. But Abada, like the Mora says, like the Mishnah says, Meshaskin Oisai, he's not doing the right thing, we don't talk like that. We do mitzvahs, Thomas Ixera, Hashem told us to do it, that's why we do it. Even though there are in Yonim that the Chinuch talks about these, and there are in Yonim in the Mitzvah Taka, that we do learn out midas from doing mitzvahs. Like Lamashal, that when we do the mitzvahs like this, we taka learn out to be about chesed, we taka learn in Yonim of chesed, but that's not why Hashem gave us the mitzvah. We're not allowed to say we're going to do this mitzvah, Hashem gave us the mitzvah, because Hashem wants to show us that He's about rachamim. That's not the reason why we do the mitzvahs.
We do the mitzvahs because of the chayk. Hashem told us to do it. And the Mefarshim say, it says, Zois chukas ha-Torah. When the Torah talks about the paraduma, it says lashon of Zois chukas ha-Torah. So the question is, why does the Torah call it chukas ha-Torah? It should have said Zois chukas paraduma. The Mefarshim speak out because really the whole Torah is the Torah Sechukah. So after we do mitzvahs all over, we do the Torah Sechukah. Like it says here, Einim el gzeiros. The mitzvahs that we do is like a gzeirah, where Mekabel Hashem told us to do it, that's why we do it. That we understand reasons, yes or no, don't make a difference. If you do, you don't. We do it because Hashem told us to do it. Right. Hahu dinochis kaimed Rabbi Chanina. Somebody also, Shliach Tzibor, went to Davin in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omri started to say like this. Ha-keil, ha-godol, ha-gibo, v'ya-noiro, ha-adir, v'ya-chozek, v'ya-amitz. Instead of just saying like we say, okay, well, God will give you a neuro, he went on, again, like praising the Kodesh Baruch. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Chanina told him, Samtinu, did you finish praising Hashem already? Samtinu l'shvoche demorach, did you finish praising Hashem yet? In other words, you did wrong, what are you saying these things for? Like this, Hashtahani tlosa, if not for these first three things, of Okeel, ha God will give you a neuro, Ilav de kasvinu meisha b'yaraisa, if not that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah. Not that Moshe aren't, and Moshe wrote it over from the Zvah Hashem. Like Hashem told Moshe to write it. The also Knesset Sagdela v'teknenu. And the answer Knesset Sagdela, they were Mesach and Tfilos, Shemun Esrei, they put it into davening that we should talk and say this Lashon of Hokel HaGodl HaGibor. Is Anan Le'yamrinulu. We would not even say this much. Rashi says the Kasvino, Moshe Materu, Akel Agodla Gibbanura, Ashalis upon him, and Anshek Nesagdela, the Sefer Ezra, the Yatel Okeno, Akel Agodla Gibbanura, Shemra Brisvia Chesed. So Rashi says the Anshek Nesagdela doesn't mean they were mistaken in the Fetfila. It means that they said it in the Novi, in the Chemia. So since the Anshek Nesagdela said like this, therefore we're allowed to say it over when we daven Shemon Esrei. The Yatel Matakuli Hai. But you went and say more than that, you're not allowed to. Why not? Moshe was a Moshe example like this. Liadam Shehoyeloi Elef Alfi Elofim. Din Rezov. Somebody that had like a thousand thousands of Din Rezov of golden coins. That's how rich he was. Voyamakalsa Noisai Bielef Din Rekesev. And somebody said, you know how great this person is? He has 1,000 coins, silver coins. Is Loi Ganai Uloi? Isn't it a Ganai? It's not nice for the guy. Here the guy has millions of gold coins, and you're telling this guy is so great, he has 1,000 silver coins. It's not right. It's like here also. Like, we don't have the power to thank Hashem for all his greatness. We don't understand it. We can't do it. And no matter what we say is not all the praise of Hashem. So really, we're not supposed to praise Hashem at all. And the Pasuk says, Miyamala Gvuras Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tehilasai. Who could say over the praise of Hashem, somebody that could praise Kol Tehilasai, all the praise of Hashem. And we can't do that. So really, we shouldn't say anything. Just the fact that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said these words, we have a right to say this. But more not, we shouldn't say more than these words. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyur Shemayim. Everything is Bidei Shemayim, comes from Hashem Gzera, Chutz Miyur Shemayim. So Rashi learns like this, Chutz Miyur Shemayim, Oysa Mesura Bidei Yodim. This is up to us. Sheyuatzmai Meichen Liblekach. You could prepare your heart for this, to make yourself a Yirei Shemayim. Afagav she'acholus b'yodei l'ochel b'aveinu, elov, t'yachsev, hinei k'choyme b'yad ha'yotze, kein odom, b'yad beis Yisrael. So as yis leiv evim v'psachim, that we have the power to make ourselves a Yirei Shemayim or not, because that's our bechira. We have the choice, either to listen to Hashem, to do the Yetz HaTovah, or to listen to the Yetz HaRa. That's the Yirei Shemayim. But everything else is b'dei Shemayim. If we'll be strong, or if we'll be rich, if we'll be smart, that's all totally b'dei Shemayim. Shneamar the Pasuk says, V'yato Yisrael, Mo Hashem l'kecha, Shom mimoch, what does Hashem ask from us? Kiyim l'yira, only to have yiras Hashem. Mashma, that's the only thing that's in our power. Everything else is in Hashem's power. Only yiras Shemayim, that's up to us to do it or not. But I call part of the Pasuk is Mashma, Hashem is saying, what am I asking from you so much? Only a little thing like yiras Shemayim. That's all I'm asking from you. So Gemara asks, Mechlal b'yira milsa zutrasi. For this pasuk is mashma that yira is a very small thing. And is that true? Like Pasha Takashim. We know to be Yirei Shemayim is a hard thing. It's not so easy to be Yirei Shemayim. Sakim made a Pasuk says it like nothing. Kiyim Lira. So Gemara says in Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasi. The Gea to Moshe Rabbeinu was something very easy. See, like the Pasuk, the Torah is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, it's very easy. Drashi. Oma. That's right. So the question everybody asks here, the famous question is that good for Moshe Rabbeinu was easy, but Hashem was not only talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was talking to all Klal Yisrael. V'yato Yisrael, he's talking to Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael. What is Hashem asking from us? That we should have Yirah Shemayim? So L'chura, how could the Gemara say it, so the Post say it's so easy, it's a hard thing to be Yirah Shemayim. So what's the Gemara's teretz? L'gabi Moshe Rabbeinu was an easy thing. But what about us? To us it's still a hard thing. So there's all different roots. Some of Farshim say the pshat is that since it was easy for Moshe Rabbeinu, at least by that door that they had Moshe Rabbeinu for a Rebbe, it's easy to learn from a Rebbe. Like if you have somebody there that can show you what Yirah Shemayim is, it's very easy to learn from him. So since for Moshe Rabbeinu it was easy for everybody else to learn from him. Else the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, since he was Yirah Shemayim, was easy for him, he put the power into any Jew that if they also want to try hard, like the Asiyata Deshmaya, you'll be able to get there. But I quote him, since by Moshe it was easy, we have the power now in Klal Yisrael, if you try hard, you could become Yirah Shemayim. Tomorrow says, Moshe L'yodim, it's an example to a person, Shemavakshin Emenu Kli Godol. We ask him for a big Kli, V'yeshloi, and if he has it, and it's like nothing. If we ask you for something, I want to borrow a car from you. If you have a car, so it's nothing to give it to me. But let's say I ask you for a jar, but you don't have the jar. Is for you it's a terrible thing? Like Lemaisa, you don't have it. So here also, since he had the Yirah Shemayim, it was a small thing for him. But if you don't have it, it's like a hard thing. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Ho'aymer Shema Shema, Koimer Moidim Moidim Domi. If somebody says the words Shema Shema, it's as if you're saying the words Moidim Moidim, that our Mishnah says it's no good, Mishaskana, so tell them to be quiet. Moidim Moidim means you're talking to two different gods. That's not right. The same thing, if you say Shema Shema twice, it looks like you're talking to two different gods, it's no good. But the Marmese, they have a kasher on this. Is that true? We learned, Hakoyre Shema, somebody reads Shema Yisrael, the Koiflo, and he repeats himself to say it twice. We'll soon see it means he says, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. He's a raised Meguna. It's not a nice thing to do. But it's a diyek Meguna Hudhevi. It's only something not nice to do. But it doesn't say we come to be quiet. Like in our Mishnah, by Moidim, Moidim, it says, tell the guy to be quiet. Like, not just it's not a nice thing, it's a terrible thing. And we say, don't do it anymore. So how could you say that saying Shema, Shema, is the same halacha like saying Moidim Moidim? Our Mishnah says by Moidim Moidim, Meshaskin Oisoi. And here it's Mashma, just Shema Shema. It's not a nice thing, but it doesn't say it's a terrible thing though. So when it says like Kash, you know there's no stira. Hodi Yoma Milsa Milsa Vitoni. Lo. Hodi Yoma Psuka Psuka Vitoni Lo. So Rashi says like this. Oma Milsa Milsa Vitoni Lo. Kol Tei Voimer Vishoinim. If you say Shema Shema, Yisrael Yisrael. That doesn't look like you're talking to two different gods. Like you're just repeating the word twice. It's not nice to do that way, but it's not terrible. But if you say over the whole pasuk twice, then it's mashmi talking to two different people. Shema Yisrael Hashem Kenu to you, then Shema Yisrael Hashem Kenu a second time you say to somebody else, that's our Mishnah of Meshas Kunes to tell you to be quiet. So if you say the whole pasuk over twice, Shema Yisrael, the whole pasuk, then say the second time, Shema Yisrael, that's terrible. For that's the din like our Mishnah, Meshaskin Yisrael. But if you just, I'm saying, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, it doesn't look so much talking to two people, just every word you say over twice, so that's not a nice thing to do. Omalei Rav Papa Lerova, V'dilma Mikara Leichivin Daitei, V'ashta Kivin Daitei. Like, what's so wrong? If the guy is saying Shema, Shema, what's so wrong? Maybe the first time he said it, he didn't have enough Kavanah, and now he wants to say it over again to have good Kavanah. So why is it not good? Like, maybe the guy is doing it, like, it's a good thing he's doing, maybe. So here it says, Omalei, Chavruse Kalpa Shemaya. Like, when you talk to Hashem, is it like you're talking to your friend? Rashi says, the same way you act with your friend, that's the way you talk to Hashem. Shleib miskaven, to sound that he can dare to talk to Hashem and not have kavon and not know what you're saying. For choizu marulah the koifloin shlechibim rishayna, and you repeat yourself over again as if to say, Hashem, I didn't mean what I was saying first. Now I'm saying it over a second time. It's not nice to talk that way. That's why it's magun. It's not a nice thing to do. And eloi mechaven daita, if you didn't have kavon the first time, machin he, who's the rapop, was saying like this. Now, Rav is answering back to Papa that Eloi Nechav and Daite, if a person did not come on the first time, know what I would do to him? Machin Eloi, I would bang him. The Azafta with a hammer. The Nafcha with a hammer, smith hammer. The Mechav and Daite, until he has Kavona. What kind of business is this? You're talking to Hashem and don't have Kavona. So you can't say it's a nice thing to wake up now and have Kavona. That's why it's called the Davin Maguna. It's not a nice thing. Better would have been it. You would have got clapped over your head before you start davening to wake up to daven with Kavana. So that's why it's not a nice thing to do. Don't think you're doing such a nice thing. The fact you're waking up 2 minutes late and saying over again, Shema Yisrael. It's not a nice thing to do, even though you meant well, but you're not still Davin Maguna, because you should have woken up before and said it the first time with Kavana. Right. Hamechana Baroyis, the Mishnah says, Meshaskenoisai. If somebody dashens the psukim by Aroyis, the Torah says, don't live with your mother-in-law, don't live with your father's wife. If somebody changes around and says, different Shan the psukim, Meshaskenoisai. Turn to Rabbi Yosef, Kol Anova v'Kol Nimoy. And they say, the embarrassment of your father, embarrassment of your mother. That's what the pasuk means. Doesn't really mean your father's wife. Just means the embarrassment of your father. That's wrong Shan the pasuk. We tell him to be quiet. Somebody says that this pshan the posik of don't give la moilach means don't give it to a kusis, to a shiksa, it means tana the very of Yishmael. The Yisrael habo la kusis. Somebody says the posik is talking about if a Jew lives with a shiksa, and they have a child, so the ben is like leta by the zara, hakas the medaber. Because the ben of a shiksa has like a guy, a shiksa. So that's what the posik means. So that the Mishnah says, Meshaskenoi, so we tell him to be quiet because he's learning wrong shot. Like Imamish is a whole different thing. The Pasuk says he's Chayef Koris, and Bemezid, Basro, he gets Misa, and Beshrek, he gets Korbin, Chatis, and that's only if you did this Avoy de Zara. But if you stop and live with the Shiksa, so you don't get these Einshim. But the Mishnah. Maise Ruvein Nikrov Loi Metargim. When they read the Pasha in the Chumash of Maise Ruvein, the Rashi says, Vayishka ves Bila Pelegesh Oviv, that says that Reuven lived with his Bila, the Pelegesh of his father. So we read it, but Loi Metargim, we don't set a Targum, we don't interpret it. The Gemara will explain, because like Rashi says, Nikra Beis HaKnesses, Loi Metargim, Chashinu Legenusai. We're afraid of somebody to interpret it, to do a wrong job, and it'll look as if really Reuven really lived with Bila. And we know he didn't really live with them. It's just he took Bila's bed out of his father's apartment to put like his mother's bed there instead. But he didn't really live with her. So therefore we don't have a targum, we don't interpret it. Maise Tomer is somebody's, the parasha of Tomer, Tomer and Yudah, Nikra, you're allowed to read it from the Sefer Torah, or Metargrim, and at that time also we have Targrim, we have interpreter also. Like the Morris says, because there's something good to learn out from it, that Yehuda was Moida, he admitted that he did something wrong, so it's good to learn out from that. Mais Egel or Rishon Nikra Metargrim. The first psukim will talk about the Egel, that we read and we say a Targum also. The Asheni, the second part, talks about Aaron HaKoyin, then Nikra Bloy Metargim. Then we don't interpret it. So Rashi says, the Mais Egel Rishon, Kol Pasha Segel, Ar V'yashtichu Beish, or Mashachozor Aaron, V'sipur HaMaisu Kori Mais Egel Asheni. That Aaron said over the story to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's called the Mais Egel Asheni. Hushikosaboy V'yetzir Egel Azeh. V'lo Yitargim, there you should not say the Targim. Ten Yitu Am Yoros V'yoimru, Mamish Hoyeboy Shiyotzim Elof. You shouldn't read it. Ela Mikrein Mavinim. So for the second psukim, you shouldn't interpret, they'll make a mistake in it. Right, the Birchos Kanim, the psukim of Birchos Kanim, Maisa David V'yamnoin, Nikroyim V'loim Targum. Also, these things you read, but you don't say the Targum. We'll see in the Gemara also, because you can make mistakes in the Pshan, these things. Therefore, you don't make a Targum. Ein maftirim b'makova. And the Haftarah is, you're not supposed to read in the Parashas Yecheskel about the Makova. You shouldn't read these Parashas. Because we're afraid people will start thinking into it. Rabbi Yudamat, if you said no, you'll have to read Haftarah about the Maisa Makova. We're not afraid people start asking questions and start learning Verabim about the Maisa Makova. We have Elezer Weimer, Eim Haftirim Behoidoas Yerushalayim. You're not supposed to say the Haftarah with this post, this Kapitel Yecheskel, because Rashi has to say Vosso, Parashas will be Yecheskel. Because it looks like the embarrassment of Yerushalayim, not to embarrass Yerushalayim, you should not read this Parsha for the Haftarah. Turn around, we went to the Brice like this. Yesh Nikroyin Umatargrim. There are a lot of Parshas in the Torah that you're allowed to read, and you can have an interpreter explain it also. V'yesh Nikroyin B'loy Matargrim. Some Parshas in the Torah you're supposed to have it read, but not to have an interpreter there. V'yesh L'loy Nikroyin B'loy Matargrim. And some you don't read at all, and you don't have a Targrim either. The Rashi is Meforsh Meseifa Maita Dova V'yamnin. L'loy Nikroyin V'yavtorim. You don't read this for the Avtorim. So now in Mishnah, we had a Lush of Nikroyim, vice of the real Girsa should be in the Mishnah, like the Bachas Gerus. He says, Maizdav Yamnon Loi Nikroyim. We don't even read it. That's from this Bryce also. That the Paisa, the Maisa with David and Amnon, we don't read either Barabim. You don't read it for that service.
Yeah.
Now, Elu Nikroyim Atagrim. These are things that you could read and could have a Targum to it. The first psukim about Maisa Bereshis Bor Elokim, we're allowed to read and say a targum also. Like why not? I would have thought that people started asking questions. What was there before the world was created? Who's Hashem? Where's he living? Maybe people start to ask questions about it. So it's not nice to say over the Targum. Kamashra, no, we're not afraid of it. You're allowed to have a Targum. You're allowed to have the interpreter speak it over.
Yeah.